away from a washboard and a jug to become a hootenanny.
I think you're pretty. Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
It was.
Pretty
yeah, accurate. You guys were. It was something to watch. It looked like it was going to be a CBC special could break out at any second at around 7:30 on a Sunday with you guys.
Like, man, I really wish that did happen. But you know,
I do
here
too,
we are.
Man.
I
wanted nothing but the best for the Human Orchestra. I like those cats, man. That was a good band, and I'm glad that you got up with your old friends, man.
Yeah, it was fun.
That's cool. Hey, so last week we were chatting about some of the events that happening and at the that you can join on for Mohawk students. That was virtual. You had the it was the Mystery Ghost Cellar. I like to do a little recap, Ty. Sorry, I never discussed this earlier with you, but I have a few questions.
Okay.
I have a few questions. That's all. Just some little ones. The spectacular pumpkin thing is happening yesterday.
Yes.
Okay. How did that fare out?
Good. We have 16 submissions to the pumpkin contest.
Yeah.
So that's going to go up today, and there's a little link on our website that you're going to be able to just go on and vote.
Okay.
For your favorite, and the top three are going to get some prizes. But
sweet.
Really awesome pumpkins. Like, wait till you see some photos of these things. Like, some people put serious effort into this.
I saw someone carve Eddie Van Halen likeness in one of their pumpkins the other day,
nice.
And I went, that is amazeballs.
Yeah.
That is truly, truly, truly amazing. Hey, also, we covered off last week the Umbrella Academy coming up November 3rd, of course. This will be airing, it's full disclosure, this is a pre-recorded segment, but it'll be up on Steel City Music website. So, also, Disney Trivia is happening on November 6th, which is this Friday. As you're hearing this, so make sure you check out the Mohawk Student Association, mohawkstudents.ca/events tab if you're a Mohawk student, and click in there to participate as well. But coming up on November 9th, the Monday, and it's Deal or No Deal, the game show. How's this going to fare out for you? What's the skinny on this one?
Well, just like the TV show, mm-hmm. Which is fun because that was hosted by Howie Mandel, and this one's going to be hosted by Ty Howie, so it's kind of fitting.
You're not that much of a germaphobe, are you?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not. But we're through Zoom, so I can't really catch germs to begin with.
Never thought of
it.
Which
is a great thing.
Never thought.
But it's just a Howie name. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Perfecto.
We're tying it all together.
Yeah.
So we're playing the game show. We're doing it at lunchtime, so 12 o'clock, and then we're going to do it again at 7. So we have 4 spots open. And Deal or No Deal, you pick a case. That case is yours until the end, unless you want to swap it. And then you go through picking cases, and whatever you end up with is equal value to a gift card you can win.
Oh, okay.
So we're doing it up to $250. So if you're the lucky one and you pick case 250, and that's the case at the very end of the game, you literally get a gift card for $100 or $250. So you could also walk away with 5 cents.
I like how both of us laugh at that. Yeah,
which I think is not even doable. So we'll probably have to give you at least a gift card of like $5
or something,
Yeah,
or
we'll send you a nickel in the mail.
Sure,
something like
cost
that,
more to mail it.
That's true, but yeah, no, you can win up to 250. So
okay.
Potentially a lot of prize. Amounts.
Awesome.
Pat.
Hey, okay, so November 11th, it's a Tuesday, and
10th.
November, no, wait, 10th, November 10th,
yeah.
Sorry, I'm reading, I got this big screen over here, I've got my eyes stuck on. Mentalism and Magic with Alex Kazam. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, Alex Kazam is a magician, mind reader, really cool guy that we've brought to in person to Mohawk before. Really cool guy, good at what he does, great tricks. This version is going to be virtual. So that's on the 10th at 7 p.m. And what we're doing is that we're going to stream it to our Facebook page so you can watch.
Okay.
But we're also looking for students to participate.
Sure.
So for some students to join a Zoom call with us and Alex and being the one that the trick is being done to. So whether Alec needs help with picking cards or doing whatever he needs to do online. In terms of the trick that he's doing, we're trying to get some student participation, so you can participate or you can just watch. And
yeah, I caught his bit back in early March. Mm-hmm. Back at the satellite campus out in the East End, the Stony Creek campus, and that was with a bunch of students, and I watched him do it, and he figured out this guy's password for his computer just by talking to him for his laptop.
Yeah.
And I just walked away and I went, I'm not talking to him. Like, I'm just not. No, because next thing I know, this guy's into my bank accounts and taking all my money. I'm not talking to him. Forget that. I'll let the kids get robbed by him. That's how I felt. I don't trust people like that. And you know what I'm like. I'm an open book, right?
Yeah. And now it's all virtual. So if he can figure out stuff.
Yeah.
He's going to do the show from.
See, that kind of stuff freaks me out more than the guy going, oh, look at the coin. Can you follow the coin? Yeah, whatever. But when people can figure that stuff out, it freaks me out. It just freaks me out. We're going to move on to a Remembrance Day, November 11th, sir. What do we have planned?
You know what? We decided not to plan anything because it's a day of reflection. It's a day to remember. Veterans mm-hmm. and everything in Canada's history. So, 11 o'clock, usually great TV specials on CBC,
sure.
Locally CHCH News, different stuff like that. And if you're able to catch one of those programs, I'm not sure if in person, presentations are happening this
I'm
year
not even
pandemic.
You know what, I have no idea. I've been asking some people like what was going to be happening, so I think a lot of it'll just be very small. There should be like small gathering social distancing that you'll see on, and of course here in Canada, CBC, that sort of stuff, and CH will probably be covering some stuff like that, so that makes total sense for what you guys are doing.
But 11 o'clock, if you're listening to this, honestly, make sure you tune into something.
And pay your respects.
Watch a presentation. And I'm not even sure if Poppy's here this year, because that's I haven't ventured out enough to see if that's a thing. But one thing I know that we're doing at the MSA is we'll be doing a team photo shoot. With our staff and our board,
right.
Where our Zoom backgrounds will all have like a little Poppy in the corner, and we're doing a little team little photo to say we're here and we respect the holiday and our heritage and our history and
No, that's a smart thing to do. Make sure that everyone's focused on what they should be focused on that day and not be any other distractions on that. And which leads us, sir, to November 12th. It's the Thursday. It's a Light the Night, a virtual Diwali celebration. Tell us about that.
This one's actually really cool. So we have partnered with, I think it's over 10 for sure, different colleges and student associations around Ontario on this one.
Mm-hmm.
So coming up, Diwali is obviously a celebration that happens around this time of year. A lot of students across Ontario do celebrate Diwali, which is – but this year it's going to be virtual. So for our international students and for students who just would like to celebrate alongside their fellow students and kind of just check this out, we're doing an online event, and how it's going to go is at 9:45 in the morning, it's a morning event, we're doing a little bit of a countdown and a Rangoli art presentation. So this is something that's going to be streamed live. And if you don't know what Rangoli is, check it out. It's really, really cool. It's like an artistic design that uses really bright colors a few other things, but it's really, really, it's really cool to watch. So we're doing that from 9:45 to 10. At 10 o'clock, we're going to have the event begin. A host is Janaid, is a DJ out of Toronto that specializes in a lot of kind of, you know, Bollywood dance hits and stuff like that. Has been around the college circuit. So they'll be playing some music. Then there'll be two video presentations, one of a sparkler lighting ceremony where we've got students from across Ontario all collectively lighting sparklers, which is one of the celebrations of Diwali that they do. And then they're doing a dance video. So students across Ontario have kind of compiled some clips of them all doing a dance to the same video, which I think we're going to play the song coming up soon on this program. And then we have just another DJ and a musician. And yeah, it's going to all be within the hour. So it's just a big celebration for students across Ontario that do celebrate Diwali. And yeah, it's going to happen from 9:45 to 11. And then what is going to happen after that is it's going to be restreamed at night. So anyone who can't see it in the daytime, the link will be available to watch starting at 8 p.m. So, and the reason we did this is that if we do have any students who are studying at an Ontario college but are still, you know, back home, pretty much on the other side of the world, we are doing it twice, so we can make sure that students get the opportunity to still celebrate and feel like they're a part of the event as well.
And all that is happening once again on November 12th.
Yes.
So just go to the mohawkstudents.ca, go to the events, click on the events calendar for more information. And why don't we just throw that track that we mentioned earlier? Here is Guru Randhawa, Morning Bank on Steel City Music.
Okay.
You're listening to Steel City Music. My special guest right now is Ty Howie, the events coordinator, well, events manager, all those different titles, doing the whole virtual events thing that everyone's been doing in this COVID times that we have right now. And the final event that's happening that we're going to be talking about this week, I couldn't find it.
It's coming up.
Putting it up as we speak.
Literally.
What is it? Tell us about it and what's going on.
We've been doing weekend trivias. So the last one we did was Disney. This one is just going to be sports. So just kind of generic sports.
Sure.
But including some sports that appeal to everybody. So we'll be doing questions around, you know, hockey, basketball, football, but then also some questions about cricket, some questions about soccer, or if you are European, we would call that football or football.
Some footy, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so just some generic sports questions, but that's going to be weekend trivia, so that'll start on Friday, the 13th of November, and you'll have a chance to just play on your own and do that until the evening of the 15th on Sunday.
Perfecto, man. MohawkStudents.ca is the website to go to if you are a Mohawk student. Click on the events tab to find out more. Ty Howie, thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you very much. We'll see you next week.
Talk to you next
week.
We'll
not see you, but we'll talk to you next week.
Exactly, buddy. It's all a virtual world.
There you go.
I love catching up with Ty Howie. I think that we're probably going to end up doing that once a week, updating all the Mohawk College students on what's happening events-wise over at the MSA. Hey, you're listening to Steel City Music. If you're just tuning in now, I'm the host, Gunner, and we're going to put some music together in this next set. What do you say there, folks? What are we going to hear, Gunner? Let's see. You know what? I like what you say, Not a Surf. Wonderful pop track. The Wonders, That Thing You Do. I also got a request for some Otis Redding, and I thought, well, you know, that's kind of neat. I haven't spun Otis Redding in a long, long time. But then I was trying to figure out what track I could fit into it. And then I remembered that I missed out on spinning a track back in the summer that somebody wanted, because I do keep the majority of the requests I get at steelcitymusic.ca, the contact portion. So I thought, oh, well, I read that and I went, oh, this would kind of fit creepily into Otis Redding's track, Try a Little Tenderness. But it's kind of creepy, though. I used to spin the song actually a long, long time ago at Indie 101. And I think it was even when it was like the tail end of C101. And it was a track that I really enjoyed from Kings of Leon. Now, there was always the singles that were always being spun off of their early albums, like Sex on Fire, all that stuff. And we used to actually spin it at I Say Disco, You Say Punk, which was a memorable night that we used to have at Club Absinthe in the basement. We used to do these live to airs, and everyone would get completely derailed and danced and drank and did all the fun things that you're supposed to do. Honestly. But I'm going to start things off with Kings of Leon, Closer, here on Steel City Music.
young girl, they do get weary wearing that same old shaggy dress, yeah, yeah. But when she gets weary trying a little tenderness, yeah, yeah. Oh, man, that. You know she's waiting, just anticipating for things that she'll never, 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 never possess, yeah. While she's there waiting, and without them, try a little tenderness. That's all we gotta do. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her grief and care, yeah, yeah, yeah. But the soft words, they all spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier.
well, maybe can we do two at a time? Can we do three at a time? They'll say, we don't like it, but we would like it if you would just change this one little thing, or if you'd put a bridge in here, or if you'd add this, you know, make this a little peppier. And then that, then they're in on the songwriting, and if I start letting that happen, then I'm dead.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Nada Surf. Hey, it's Gunner. You're listening to Steel City Music, your pal here. If you want to find out about any past episodes, you can actually download some of them now off the Hawks website, where this show airs. So, yeah, hit up, you know, the Hawks website at Mohawk College, and you go to the archives and you click right, and then you save target, I guess, whatever. I think it was on it once. I mean, why would I want to save my shows? I did them, and I have them, but whatever. If you wanted to catch up on something, or if you thought something was cool, whatever, then you're free to download it. I'm always posting my stuff up on the Steel City Music site as well, steelcitymusic.ca, and there's a contact portion, of course, if you want to drop a line like, hey, Gunner, can you spin this? Hey, Gunner, I work at so-and-so, and we listen to you. Hey, man, I'm in a band. Can you spin our music? Can we get an interview? Or if you know, if you have an event that's going on that's virtual because it's the pandemic, or there's a charity that you're working with that you think more people should know about, any of those things that you're planning and that you think others should find out about, just hit up the contact form. Let me know. We can have a pre-recorded chat that I can air on the show and that I can put up on the blog as well. I'm always up for doing stuff like that. I think at this point, I mean, I've always done it over the years, but I'm doing that more and more now. It's just this sort of like, I don't know, am I in a midlife crisis? Did I have an awakening? I don't know. Am I woke? My God, I hope I'm not woke, because woke now is a term that is just like for anyone who acts like a Karen to an extent. And if you don't know what a Karen is, then good for you, because you haven't been exposed to the internet as much as I have as of late. But anyway, yeah, so Steel City Music, you hit up the website, hit the contact form, and there you go. And I'm always putting up past interviews and stuff that's going on around Hamilton, that sort of thing. And of course, we also have the Steel City Music page, where I'm throwing on up on what others are doing when they make a Facebook event, that sort of stuff. And then also we have the Steel City Music group. If you want to interact that way, join up there and follow on what's going on. Instagram as well, SCMGram, you can follow that. And Twitter, Steel City Music on Twitter. And I've been sharing quite a bit on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook of all the past interviews and some of the stuff that I've been listening to as well. Just to move it around, move it around. So if you have an event, or if you want to get the message out, contact me. That's the best thing to do. And I will help you out as best I can. So there you go. Now, moving things along. Where are we at now, sir? Oh, there's just so many things that I've been reading and doing. And it's just been very, very busy week for me. Just to let you know, we have coming up at the 2 o'clock hour, interview with Anya Wassenberg. She reached out. She's a local Hamilton artist as well. So I have a quick chat with her when we spin a song, that sort of thing, and you can find out more about her. We're also going to touch upon Lady Bird Sanctuary in the 2 o'clock hour. They got a huge event coming up on December 1st. It's their 10-year anniversary, man, and they have done some incredible work over 10 years of saving animals' lives, relocating them, and giving a damn. And I think that's just terrific. So I'm going to let you know about that in the 2 o'clock hour and spend some of the artists that are going to be a part of that. And I'll lock into some interviews with the folks there possibly this week. So you can find out more about that and how to contribute to their cause. 3 o'clock. Cool band out of Windsor, the Hypnotics, garage rock band influenced by the Stones. You could hear it. I heard right away the Stooges, and I had a chat with, I believe, Mike from the Hypnotics, and he gave us a breakdown of how the band started, that sort of thing, from the Toronto to recording there, and then taking a couple of years off and putting out some EPs, some singles, and all that other stuff, and then finding a track that they haven't that they went back and listened to and went, hey, this is really good. We should put this out, even though it's COVID. Let's just put some stuff out. So I'll be spinning that track, and we'll have a chat with him as well. So that's coming up at 3 o'clock. 4 o'clock. Wellpel Records reached out to me, my buddy Dan Roos, and his crew over there, said, hey, Brian Cuddy's on our label. Really nice guy, right? Cool music. Can you interview him? We have a single that's being released and a video. And I'm like, yeah, sure, man. So, I got in touch with Brian Cuddy. We had a nice chat. And I spun some of his older music. I was kind of surprised who he worked with as well. Earlier on in like 2016, 2015, he was in the a band called The Invaders at West, worked with Andy McGoffin, and then started working with similar people that I know that I really respect in the music industry as far as production-wise go and creativity. So he's kind of lucky that he made those connections to help him out. That was a really cool interview to chat with him. And then, of course, I think, where are we at? I know I got the boys coming up at some point with, oh, God, here we go, Hollowcore. I got a Hollowcore interview coming up. I got I also got Nathan Fleet coming up from the Hamilton Film Festival, which is celebrating their 15-year anniversary. Can you believe that? 15 years. Unreal. I can't believe that they've been around for 15 years, spreading this kind of art and culture here in Hamilton. And Nathan tells us, it started out small. He worked with people at the Staircase, and it grew and grew and grew. And how it developed, I thought, was really nice and very organic. And he's doing a lot of really good work. So I think it's pretty cool. So we'll hear all that later on in the show. So stick around and listen and check it out. Closing out this hour of music. Yes, this hour of music. You're going to hear The Rumblings of Spring, Tomo Nakayama, Pilot Speed, and A Great Big World. Two from A Great Big World, two of my favorite songs from them. This is the new year, which was introduced to me by my buddy Max Ray, who still isn't recording, and we have to get the great Max Ray back to recording. And this other track, Everyone is Gay, A Great Big World, just a great song. And I don't know, I'm kind of pro all about it, man. So please enjoy this music, and you're hanging out with Gunner here on Steel City Music. Enjoy.
If you're gay, then you're gay. Don't pretend that you're straight. You could be who you are any day of the week. You are unlike the others, so strong and unique. We're all with you. If you're straight, well, that's great. You can help procreate and make gay little babies for the whole human race. Make a world we can live in where the one who you love's not an issue. Gay. If you're straight, well, that's great. If you fall in between, that's the best way to be. You got so many options. Every fish in the sea wants to kiss you.
Yeah.
he who says that's ending out the hour lies. Yeah, I messed up on that. Because I was doing a bunch of stuff while I was doing it, that's all. Hey, yeah, so closing out this hour, peoples, two tracks. The Rumbling of Spring, Tidal Waves, Matt Paxton. Nice singer-songwriter, indie folk, very soft-spoken, great music. He released some stuff, the Rumblings of Spring, I believe, well, back in springtime, just before COVID hit, I believe. And yeah, very cool track. And then some of the other stuff, hopefully Campus Radio picks up on his music just a little bit more and gives him a little bit more support. I always say that about everything, though. I mean, we always think that everything should be supported just a little bit more. But legit, you know, I do. Honestly, I do. Okay, so also Tomo Nakayama, Get to Know You song. This was a track that I spun a long time ago in a diverse set of music. I get in those phases. I don't know if you've been listening to Steel City Music over the last year and a half. Sometimes the music selection is all over the place because I do the, yeah, hey, can you spin this? Can you spin that? And I mash. I don't like mix them together. That's the wrong term to use. I put together a set of music that's different genres and different pacing and moods. And sometimes I'll do a whole set just based upon lyrics. And some people pick up on it. Others are just like, well, it's just background noise. Much like me talking right now is just background noise. But do you know if this was commercial radio, I would only be allowed to do a 30-second thing. Coming up, blah, blah, blah. Oh, my God. Did you see the thing on Instagram? That's all that blah, 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 blah. And that would be it. There'd be no like real interaction until it's like a 2 or 3-man crew. And it'd be like, what do you think? We did an Instagram poll. And do you think that the pancakes are better than the waffles? We need some feedback. And then it's just like, oh, well, so-and-so said, and then it'd be like a lot of laughing. And then it'd be like, yeah, but I would prefer the pancakes over the waffles if the pancakes had sugar-free jam. But with the waffles, if it had whipped cream, oh, I don't know. If it had blueberries on the waffles, I would prefer that over pancakes. And then you tune out. I legit heard that, by the way. Oh, and also note that, you know I'm being a bit schmarmy and sarcastic, but I record these as if I'm doing a campus radio show, as if I'm doing a podcast, right? So I don't sit there and have all these scheduled things and written out things I have to say. That's just not me. I don't think it's very natural. So I would rather do it this way. So, oh, and I've been told too, just like, it'd be really good if you also mentioned this, and the website to this, and the website to this. It's like, yeah. And I could also just say, hey, Google this at the end of everything. Yeah, you want more information? Google this. Yeah, just Google it. That's what it's for. That's what we do. We Google. That's all we do. So there you go. Whatever. Radio changes, communication changes, media changes, and we all just go with it. But, crappy morning shows are still crappy morning shows in radio. All right, enough of this. Let's just finish this up. What do you say? Rumblings of Spring, right now, Get to Know You, Tomo Nakayama, Steel City Music.
yellow hair, greenish eyes. They change color when she cries. Found some blues for her skies. Turn them gold, I'm gonna try. And hold her hand, break the levee when her heart gets too heavy. Let it all fall down. Surf the tidal waves through the harbor town. Toes on the nose, dancing her.
Hamilton's Alternative, 101.5, The Hawk FM.
In this hour of Steel City Music, interview with Anya Wassenberg. Also, Lady Bird Sanctuary, big anniversary coming up, information on that. And we'll start things off with Elastic Heart from Sia, Weekend Diplo Mix on Steel City Music.